Tuesday, June 11, 2019, 16:01:58.
Animal emergency.
Hi, I was just on hold with somebody and the phone got disconnected.
No, I'm sorry. I had to put you on hold for a couple of emergency calls. What I would suggest...
No, I understand. I got disconnected on my side. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So where can we meet you?
Wherever I'm still in that parking lot.
At East 13th and West Castillo?
Yeah.
And what kind of car are you in?
And I'm in a white BMW.
Were you able to get out?
And there was no damage.
No damage? Okay.
Yeah. And I don't see them, and I feel comfortable driving home and all that stuff. So if there's, like you said, emergencies, this can wait, you know?
Right. Well, what we've done is this. We've gone ahead and we've broadcast it out for the officers. Unfortunately, we do have a group of kids in the city that feel that the roadway is theirs and they can behave however they want to on the roadway. But we are looking for them and trying to find them. We're just trying to use our resources. So I can have an officer come and speak to you. It may take us some time, though.
I can just give the information if they need anything from me. I don't have any damage, so
okay.
I'm good. They weren't just bothering me. They were bothering other cars as well.
Sure.
Like you said, I think they feel like they own the road.
Right.
And it's going to be an accident whether somebody hits them or another car.
No, I understand.
So
what we'll do is if there's any further questions that an officer needs, we have your phone number. Give you a call if there's anything else we need.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
No problem, and I'm sorry that happened.
Oh, no, I'm just happy there's no damage. That's why I'm like, it's good. I feel safe now.
Alrighty.
So, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Hello, sir?
Hi.
Okay, I found the license plate, and I just want to confirm your parents. Okay. And then I have your phone.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a secondary number you would like to leave in case you find the vehicle? An officer out to you just as quick as we can to make the report, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. 911 emergency.
Hi, thanks for the Bronx male exposing himself. He has a machete as well.
Okay, go ahead and put him through.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Hi, you're...
Yeah, our neighbor, he was showing his penis to my young siblings.
Okay.
They're like literally 10 and 6. And he has a machete in his hand. He came over to us. We recorded him, too, so we have proof. And he grabbed the machete, and he hit the tree with the machete, and he said he was going to stab us.
Okay. What's
and we have
name?
It on recording.
Okay. The name of the person who did this, you said it's a neighbor?
His name's Anthony Gomez. Anthony Gomez.
Okay. And where does he live?
He lives in Madonna. I don't know his address, but he's right down the street. When you guys come here, we'll point him out.
So he lives on North Boulevard also?
Yeah, but he lives in, like, the Dona area, like, Circle area down the street. It's right a couple houses down.
Okay. All right. And where is he right now? Is he still in front of your house with the machete, or did he go back?
He's drunk, and he's driving his car up and down the road, and he's going super fast. Now he's parked, and he said that the kids threw mustard on his car, so that's why he had the machete, but
okay.
They just got back. They were gone.
Okay, I have an officer who's driving over. I have two of them. What kind of vehicle is he in?
A white Chrysler 300. And he was drunk and he has a machete. And I told him I was going to call the cops. He said he was going to kill the cops if they come. He said he doesn't like cops and he wants to. He said he's a homeboy and he wants to. If we call the cops, then he's not going to go down without a fight. That's what he said.
Okay, so I need
what that means.
Okay, well I know what it means. So that's all right. I need a description of him, though. Is he white, black, Hispanic, or Asian?
He's Hispanic, and he's wearing no T-shirt with some swim shorts.
Has he pulled his pants back up?
Yeah, his pants are back up.
Okay. And what's his date of birth, do you know?
No, I don't know that.
Do you know what the license plate on that vehicle is?
Nope.
Is he still driving up and down the street?
No, but we have a video of him with a machete, so we have proof of what he's
done. I'm not doubting that. I need to know if he's going to take off in a car, if we're going to be chasing him or chasing him on foot.
He was driving, but now he's parked in the driveway.
Pardon me?
He was driving the car, but now he's parked in the driveway now.
Is he still in the vehicle, or is he out of the vehicle?
No, he's out of the vehicle. He's walking around with the machete.
Can you see him from where you are?
Yeah, I can, but it's kind of, I can't really see that good anyway, but everyone says that he's walking around just pacing, and then he's going to the back. I don't know what he has back there. I don't know if he has red guns or anything.
Okay, I need to ask you questions, so you need to answer questions I'm going to ask you. He's going to the back of what?
Okay.
His house? Okay, what color is his house?
Yeah. White.
Is there anything else to make it stand out different than any other white house on the
street? There's a red Saturn, there's a white van, and there's a Chrysler 300. There's a well in the front, there's rocks on the floor, and that's about it.
Okay, I have about 6 officers, so you're my only person calling, so you're the one that's going to be giving me the information. So what is your name? And where are your children right now? You have them all inside the house, right?
Yeah, I have them all on the porch.
Okay, I want you to put them inside the house.
Yeah, they're going inside. They're inside, yeah. The cops are coming. Don't point it out when they get here.
Yeah, because if something goes down, we don't want them to watch. We don't need anybody else around.
And make sure when they get here, show them the videos.
Okay, we're going to handle the videos you took after we go ahead and take care of the guy with the machete, okay?
So Well, I know.
That's why we're sending so many officers. So what I would need to ask
you is,
can you
still... Yeah, I don't want to send officers to get stuck in...
Okay, can you still see him?
No.
No?
You got eyes on him?
We're still driving over, but what I'm going to ask you is that...
No, but
so
his
mom's
on the porch.
The back of the house. Pardon me?
Yeah, but his mom's on the porch, and now he's by the car. Yes, he's by his car. He's wielding something. I don't know what it is.
How old's his mom?
But it's long. He's loading something long. He's pacing back and forth.
When you say he's loading something, does it look like he's loading a firearm?
He's wielding something. It looks like I don't know what it is. Like I said, he had a machete. I don't want to say if it's a gun or not, but he has a machete for sure.
Okay. But what wrong thing does he have in his hand that you said it looked like he was loading something?
It looks like he's wielding something. You know, wielding, like holding it and waving it around. I don't know. We can't see. It's too far.
Okay, what's his mom's name?
Gloria.
Gloria?
She's yelling too, telling him to calm down.
How old is she?
I don't know how old she is, but he's yelling at his mom. I don't know. I don't want to be out there. I don't feel safe.
Okay, then go inside your house.
He's coming over here. Should I defend myself?
Okay, what do you mean he's coming over to your house now?
He's walking over here with a machete. Do I have to defend myself?
Okay, I'm telling you that I've got 7 officers driving over. Go inside your house and lock the doors.
All right, come on, let's go. he turned back around, pointing the cops here. Pull him out.
Okay, go in your house.
Tell me what's that, he has machete.
In your house.
Yeah, go in the house, come on.
Is your family in the house?
Yeah.
Then stay in the house. We have officers there.
It's
now leave from here.
What's up? In the house! I'm shooting.
Now. No.
I'm going in.
Get in the house.